A former Victorian Supreme Court judge says proposed new powers for security guards at detention centres would allow them to beat asylum seekers to death with impunity. Stephen Charles, SC, made his submissions to the Senate hearings into amendments to the Migration Bill in Sydney today. The Australian Human Rights Commission also spoke out against the proposed changes, saying it would become virtually impossible to bring legal action if guards did turn violent. Sarah Farnsworth reports.
The Senate hearing is considering new laws designed to keep order at detention centres, with the federal government fearing disturbances are on the rise. At a public hearing in Sydney, former Supreme Court Justice Stephen Charles made his views about the proposed changes clear.
The way I put it was that the guards were authorised to beat asylum seekers in detention centres to death.
The former judge says under the changes, the officers will get a greater level of immunity than is given to police right across the country, and less training.
The impression all of us had in giving evidence was that would give them something like a fortnight's qualification, which would be hopelessly inadequate.
As he told the Senate hearing, it was a joke in extremely bad taste. Stephen Charles drew parallels to the recent US shooting of Walter Scott, who was running away from a police officer when he was killed. He said the proposed amendments will make it harder to bring legal action against a guard who inflicts harm and may even encourage it.
Guards in detention centres will feel freer to exercise force, to use force against detainees on the ground that they've been told that they can do so where they think there is reasonable necessity.
Also giving evidence today was the president of the Australian Human Rights Commission, Gillian Trigg. She said she recognised there may be occasions where private contractors would have to use force against people in detention, but also took issue with the extent of powers the new bill would give them.
Contracted detention service providers, for practical purposes these Serco guards, are not police officers. They should not be given wider powers or greater discretion, and there should be clearly defined limits to the power of contractors to use force.
Ms. Trigg told the hearing the department's policy guidelines over the use of force were already clear.
Force should be a measure of last resort. It should be used only for the shortest amount of time necessary. It should never be cruel, inhuman or degrading. It should not be a punishment, for that's of course a judicial and not an executive power, and it must not be excessive.
Gillian Trigg said the language of the bill needs to be tightened up.
If the power to use force is to be set out in the Migration Act, then it seems to us particularly appropriate that the limits on that power should also be in the Act itself rather than confined to a policy document.
Former Judge Stephen Charles wants more than just a rewrite.
I myself think that the amendments should be completely canned and they should start again from scratch.
Former Judge Stephen Charles, ending Sarah Farnsworth's report.